This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Hey, listeners. My name is Vanessa, the host of the Unseminary Podcast, where we talk about the stuff you wish they taught in seminary. I'm joined by the founder of Unseminary, Rich Birch. Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Vanessa. Thank you so much for being on the podcast as usual. Hope things are going well in your world.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It sounds like there's some exciting stuff happening today.
Yeah, today's kind of a big deal. We're launching a free three-part video series today. We've been talking about this all month, and people have been signing up in a couple different places. If you just text, if you open up the Messages app on your phone and text the word Church Growth, all one word, to 44222, if you send that in, that will get you in the queue to get all of those videos. The first one launched today, and they'll roll out over the next couple days. So there's three of them. They're free. I'm really excited about it. It's the biggest thing we've ever invested in here at Unseminary. We're trying to take a special focus this year on helping church leaders and to see their churches grow. So I'm pumped about it.
I'm excited to hear some of the feedback that comes out of this. And thanks so much for putting this out there for our church leaders. That's amazing.
Oh, appreciate that. Our motto here at Unseminary is always helping church leaders. And so we wanted to do something particularly kind of as we kicked off into this new year to help around this whole area of church growth. So excited about that. I'm pumped for to go and to release it. Yeah, like actually below the videos, if people are watching them, I'd love for you to leave a comment. So actually on the page, which you watch it below, you'll see a little comment thing. I'd love for you to, it's actually a great place to meet other church leaders who are interested in church growth. And I'm looking forward to reading some of the comments over there. So if you're tuning in, please leave a comment. We'd love for that to happen.
Awesome. Well, and that kind of flows into what we're talking about today, which is three things most churches do that hold back church growth.
Yeah. So a lot of times I feel like we always talk about the positive stuff. And that's, you know, a lot of actually what the video series talks about. We kind of pull apart not only my own lessons from leading within fast growing churches, but then also from, you know, we're done over 300 interviews there on the Thursday podcast, and those are with prevailing churches. And so we often talk about like, hey, this is what, kind of growing churches have to do. But what I've tried to do is pull out in this blog post three things that I think a lot of our churches can find ourselves caught up in if we don't pay attention to them, and they can really slow us down and prevent us from reaching the kinds of people we want to reach.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into it.
Yeah. So the first point is a focus on insiders. So this one to me is huge. Like so many churches are consumed with the people who are already here. You know, we spend a lot of time, effort, and energy. I could talk about this all day long. I'm super passionate about this one. But, what happens is we see the people in front of us who are in our churches, our insiders, the people who are already here. And there's no one kind of representing in our leadership circles those people that are outside the church, those people who are yet to get connected. You know, we're not actively setting up any processes to say, hey, what do we think people who aren't here would think about this? How do we grow? How can we, communicate in a way that people aren't normally a part of our church could actually, connect with? And so this, I think, creeps in really subtle ways. It creeps into the way we talk, creeps into the way we communicate. It creeps into the way what we give preference to. But a lot of our churches, and if we don't watch, this can find its way kind of creeping into our churches over time.
And I feel like when you're talking about a subject like this too, it's important to look at it from the lens of the outsider. And as you kind of move through, each environment, what are the outsiders feeling when they come in? And how do you
totally
your decisions upon that lens? Is that fair?
Absolutely. We've got to find ways really in everything we do to ask the question, hey, how does this impact, or how will this relate to people who aren't here today? I love that passage in Colossians 4, verse 5. Mm. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. You know, we've been given just a limited number of opportunities to interact with people who are outside the faith. And so we want to make the most of every one of those opportunities. We want to find a way to leverage each one of those. And so, yeah, what does it look like? What does the kind of guest experience look like? What does the kids' experience look like? What does the teaching look like? What does our music look like? We should be asking that across our various areas. And in fact, you know, it really, we should be empowering our leaders to ask that question and mm-hmm. even to call us on it. I think sometimes as senior leaders, we can be impervious to these kind of questions. We're not asked that enough by our people. And so what you need to do is empower them to say, hey, you know, I want you to really push me on, are we being outsider friendly? Or are we focusing too much on insiders? You know, the local church is the only organization in the world that exists for people outside our walls. We don't exist for people who are already here. We exist for people who aren't here yet. And so we've got to stay fervently focused on that. And I think a lot of churches, unfortunately, we struggle with that. And I put that in my camp. You know, I had through, you know, various seasons and ministries and through kind of times, I felt like, wow, we're just focused way too much on insiders. We've got to kind of recalibrate and say, okay, let's look at what we can do to focus more on outsiders.
All right. And our second point being too complex.
Right. Okay. So this creeps in so many times into our churches. Simple three things spread while complex things tend to stagnate. Mm-hmm. You know, over time, you know, we need to really figure out ways to simplify what we're doing, to try to really clarify everything, you know, that we do as an organization. You know, we live in a culture in increasingly, you know, over communication, where we're bombarded by massive amounts of information on a regular basis. Our job as leaders is to simplify what we're doing so the message can spread. You know, churches that aren't growing typically have a complex web of programs, systems, and approaches to connect with people, but it's that very complexity that actually prevents them from making an impact. You know, there's that weird thing where a lot of times I see smaller churches are doing a lot more. They have a lot more ministries. They have a lot more going on. We're actually growing churches actually do just a few things. They do weekends. They do kids ministry. They maybe do groups, a few other people, you know, a few other things. Growing churches have simple, may even say user-friendly tools that make it easy for their members to invite their friends. When guests arrive, they can see clearly what their next steps are. So again, our job is to fight complexity. You know, if your church isn't growing, it could be that frankly, you're just too complex. You've got to cut out some of that complexity and simplify what you're doing as a church.
Yeah. And Rich, I was just thinking, you know, I feel like if you have too many things going on, it's really hard to do them well. And so if you have just a few things, like you mentioned, you know, having great worship and having great kidsmen and having just, you know, church on Sunday, do those things really well so that you're removing that complexity from too many events and too many things happening in the church.
I love
kind of
that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great answer. That's a great concept, right? A great reminder that, you know, we can spread ourselves way too thin and, you know, and not do anything well, for sure. Yeah, that's a great concept. That's a great reminder for sure. Definitely.
All right. And our last point, don't have a plan. That seems funny.
Yeah. So I think, so, you know, the things that hold churches back is they don't actually have a strategy. They haven't thought through how it is that their churches grow. You know, they don't have an approach to that. They haven't sat back and thought, well, how is it that we grow? How is it that, you know, we can see more people here, you know, next year than are here mm-hmm. this year? Churches that aren't growing think that church growth just somehow automatically happens. The truth is that, you know, most churches don't have a plan for growth, and so they don't grow. It's really not more complex than that. Growing churches emulate the behaviors and actions of other growing churches. Church leaders who are interested in seeing their church grow will go out of their way to model the behavior, their own behavior, and the behavior of their church on growing churches in their community and across the country. This is true in any area of life. If you want to kind of learn something new, or you want to make a change in your kind of area, who you are, what you need to do is model after other people who are getting the results that you're looking for. And the same is true in church life. Now, I know your church is super, you know, different, and it's a snowflake. It's its own unique thing. But you know what? If you would learn from other churches that are growing, I'm sure you could find some lessons to apply to your church. So how does your church grow? What processes are you following to help people invite their friends, to see them connect to your church? What systems in your church push your organization towards outreach? You know, how do you evaluate whether that plan is working? You know, how do you benchmark your results against what's going on in other churches? You know, all of these questions help you build out a strategy. A strategy or a plan is simply just a series of steps towards a desired future. And so churches that aren't growing typically don't have a plan for growth. And so, you know, obviously this month we've been talking a lot about, that's actually what this three-part, you know, church growth series really is teeing up, is giving you some early steps. Here's some steps that your church can take to grow. So, you know, if your church isn't growing, it could be, frankly, just because you don't have a plan. You don't have an approach, a strategy towards growth.
And I think too, like, is this fair to say that, like, when you look at personal growth, you know, we typically have a plan. We go see a therapist, or we start journaling, or, you know, we have an honest conversation with a close friend. And I think that's kind of fair to say about the church as well. You need to have an honest conversation and go through these questions, these four questions that you have, and be honest about it. And I think if you feel slightly convicted maybe in one, then maybe that's an area that you really need to focus on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, great point. You know what I love about what you pointed out there too, is that typically, you know, growth in our personal lives happens because we get around other people, right? We, like you say, we go to a professional friend, otherwise known as the therapist, or, you know, we might get around some, you know, accountability from, you know, other people. The same, it's really not that different in if we want to grow our organizations. We need to get around some other people. We need to expose ourselves to people who are a little farther down the road, who have, you know, just one step further or three or four steps further. That's really what got me starting the Thursday podcast. You know, what people say, why do you interview so many church leaders? Well, because I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to understand what's going on in other churches that's kind of working. And then, yeah, are we going to just model directly? Some of that we are, and some of it we're going to say, we can take this and take that, kind of put it together and make it work in our location. Great, great reminder for sure.
Yeah, and I think, like, don't be discouraged that there's churches that are growing at a rapid pace, and that doesn't mean that you need to exactly model what they're doing, but maybe take a few things that feel right for your church and start honing in on that and focusing in on that. And maybe you'll see some growth there.
Absolutely. You know, I think we want to start where other people have, you know, have learned, you know, and we need to look at that, not ignore that, not be like, oh, well, no, that can't work here. Well, yeah, chances are, your chances are you're going to have to modify it a little bit, but it's a good starting point. It's like training wheels, you know, it's a chance for you to kind of get started. And then from there, you know, the question becomes, what can you apply at your church?
Absolutely. Well, Rich, before we sign off, obviously today's a big day. So what's going on?
Yeah, so I would encourage people to, again, either watch their email if they're a subscription, if subscriber to One Seminary. You're going to have got that, the first part of the Church Growth three-part video series today. But keep watching for the rest of the week, because we've got more coming your way. It's going to be great. I'm excited about it. Or if you're not signed up, all you need to do, again, is open up the Messages app on your phone, the texting app, and text the word Church Growth, all one word, to 44222. I'd love for you to do that today.
Awesome. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can see the full article and our other podcasts at unseminary.com.